many people have the misapprehension that it was sort of like the Peace Corps, which brought home all of the volunteers in a very short period of time worldwide. Most of the U.S. consul officers actually are still working in the posts there. They're just not doing interviews, and they didn't do interviews for some of the really obvious reasons that there were very high numbers in some posts, so on and so forth. Throughout, all of the U.S. consulates worldwide have been doing emergency processing of cases. Very few immigrant visa cases fit into that. And so when you have a choice, it's always better to adjust status, which Nicole will certainly say. For the rest of us who are having to deal with consul processing right now, we should take heart that in July, the State Department issued guidance to all posts about how they were going to reopen after COVID. And I think most of you know that, or if you follow things internationally, post-COVID may not be here yet. And so each post in each country of the world is allowed to develop its own plan for how it's going to reopen. They also have to take into consideration all of the presidential proclamations and restrictions on that. And again, there are exceptions where national interest ones and others where people can come in on non-immigrant visas. There have been very limited number of immigrant visas issued. But what we are all facing in the immigration world is that there was a backlog in March of 2020 in terms of processing at most posts, certainly at really busy posts, Manila, Juarez, others. We were all finding that there were delays. People often were having to wait maybe a year even before they get an appointment, even when they were in the quota or immediate relatives available. There have been no appointments since March. This means that the backlog has continued to grow, and I really do not foresee any dramatic improvement in that situation, regardless of who is elected as president. I believe if the current administration continues, things will grow worse. I think if there's a new administration, they are not going to be able to speed up this process dramatically. The only way that things would improve dramatically would be for an increase in the consular corps, the State Department, to add more people so that more interviews could be scheduled. The depressing thing now, and I just got it this morning, I'm a member of the Latin American Caribbean chapter of the American Immigration Lawyers Association. And this was just issued from Bogota, which to somebody that thought they were going to have an O-1 visa appointment on November the 12th. And you're saying, well, that's a non-immigrant, that's a temporary visa. However, it says, your pending U.S. visa appointment is canceled. Don't attend this appointment. Non-emergency consular services have been suspended. That's second chapter of the same verse. Then it says, effective today, the U.S. Embassy and all consulates in Colombia have canceled routine immigrant and non-immigrant visa appointments from November 1 to 30, 2020. Basically, it then says, we'll be back in touch. Don't be depressed. And what this means, unfortunately, is if someone had an immigrant visa appointment scheduled in Bogota or Singapore, some of the posts that had opened up somewhat, it's been canceled. The file is actually now in that consulate, and it will be among the first to be rescheduled when they open up again. But if your case is still at the National Visa Center and it had not arrived in Bogota, it generally is 2 months out before they're requesting the file and scheduling the appointment. So things are not things are not cheerful. That's the best that I could tell you. There's a Department of State memorandum that's widely available that provided guidelines to all posts saying these are the things that we think you should consider when we get to phase three, which would in most cases not be until 2021. And the priorities are really cases that you have that were canceled back in March and April,